Well, good morning, church.
Good morning.
And good morning to you, Lord. A couple things that I mentioned last week that I want to touch back to. The first is I mentioned briefly how the Gospels reflect a lot of the Old Testament writings. There are people who say that the Old Testament is old stuff, and we don't need it as Christians, but we do, because the people that we are following, the disciples and Jesus, they were Jews, and they knew the Old Testament, and so much of what they believed and what they said was rooted in that book of belief. If you look at the Psalm today, you'll see the echoes of the Gospel. About they cried to the Lord in their trouble. He delivered them from distress. He stilled the storm to a whisper and quieted the waves of the sea. I think it's amazing how intricately connected the words of the Bible are to one another to bring us to a place where we can get it. The other thing I said last week that I kind of want to touch on again is I talked a little bit about freedom. And I've done a lot of thinking about freedom this week. I still really don't like, I'm sorry, Janice, she didn't write it. I still don't like that idea that freedom just is that you have nothing else left to lose. That troubles me that people would actually believe that. That freedom is only the last stop. Freedom is the first stop, especially through Jesus. There's an organization, it's an order, it's called the Order of St. Luke the Physician, and it's a healing ministry. And I've been a member of it for some years, and we had a very active chapter here in Richmond for a while, and we met weekly for prayer and Eucharist and laying on of hands. And so I've gone back and I've been kind of looking at those healing stories again for a number of reasons. And what I realized was that every time that Jesus does something, freedom is involved. He frees them of illness. He frees them of worry. He frees them of all kinds of things. And it reminds me that he frees me also. Today, the disciples on the boat were certainly thinking that they were going to die. But he rebuked the wind and the sea. He called them to be peaceful. And he brought things to a dead calm. Now, he freed them from their from the situation. But they did not hear what he was saying, and they were still grasped by fear. And they were so unaware of what it was that Jesus had actually done that they could only ask a question: who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? What happened to thanksgiving? What happened to a realization that they were about to be freed from from sin, from evil? That Jesus was about to do something for them that freed them from taking a responsibility they couldn't handle. We often take on responsibilities that we can't handle. We think that, well, we can take care of this. This is happening over here, but I can do it. I don't need any help. And in doing that, we shut Jesus out. And we deny ourselves the opportunity to have Jesus come into our lives and free us from whatever it is that we are concerned about. I know what it's like to be on the water in a big storm. I hope I haven't told you this before. Once every summer when I was a kid, we would go deep sea fishing. And it was not a huge boat, but it wasn't a little teeny boat, diesel powered. We were out, and suddenly a squall came up, and I've never seen anything like it. The waves were higher than I could imagine. Some of this is probably in my memory has grown to greater proportions. The boat would be pulled up to the top of the wave and then dropped down. It was very frightening. Something got us through that. Now, I can't even say that I prayed. I was a teenager. But I know for sure that the captain did. We did not, however. We may not have actually said, "Lord Jesus, help us." But what we did as a group was we decided that we were going to be okay. And the captain said, "We're going to be okay. Just stay seated and remain calm. We've got this." And indeed, we did. He did. Sometimes when we are imprisoned by something, it's not necessarily something outside of us, but something inside of us. We carry guilt, we carry shame, we carry the things that other people say to us in our hearts, in our minds, in our soul, and we get taken down by them. We forget, I forget, that all I have to do is lay them at the foot of the cross, and Jesus will take care of it. I don't want to go too far into our buddy Job, but there was a man who, no matter what, he persevered. He knew that eventually God was going to rescue him. God was going to save him from all that everyone is doing to him. I'd like to have that faith. I'd like to have that faith that no matter what, I feel okay because I know that Jesus is with me. I feel okay because I know that God, my Father, my Creator, will not let me come to undue harm. So you're saying, "Well, yeah, but there's people who pray and they still get in trouble. They're still sick. They're still injured." Those are exterior things. Things that we have to deal with in life. But where Jesus dwells, where the Holy Spirit dwells, where God dwells, is inside of us. So no matter what it is out there, we can handle it from in here. This morning, a young man walked in. Everybody was pretty excited. Thought he was going to hear to worship. But he asked for a prayer request. And he hands out, some of you he sent it to. And I told him we'd put him on our prayer list. "I'm the only Christian in my extended family. My family worships idols, witchcraft, and their ancestors for 1,000 years, bringing many curses. I'm in seminary now and want to go back to China to be a pastor." So he asked for prayer for his family's salvation, to be free from witchcraft and idols. He asked for prayer for his relationship with God, that he says he is angry with God for all the pains, curses, and sufferings in his life. And he prays that his friend that he has is healed by God from childhood harm. And then he names his friend's family. So this is what's amazing about this. What he's asking for is for freedom from evil. He's asking for freedom from undue negative influence. He's asking for freedom for something that needs to be healed of body. But here's what he didn't ask. He didn't ask me for money. That might be a first. All he wants is the freedom to worship Jesus and to take the gospel back to China. So we'll pray for him, and we'll pray for one another. We'll keep in mind that no matter how rough the seas, that if we call out to Jesus, Jesus will calm the waters of our lives. It may not look like everything out there is hunky-dory, but everything in here will be just fine. Amen. So please stand and profess our faith together using the words of the Nicene Creed.